pre-show for today. It is Tuesday the 30th. And as you hear this, I'm taking my goddamn fucking car in to get it serviced.
Hi, Phil. Dean Wheeler. You know, I'm excited about being on your program. I don't know that I'm excited to talk about yoga. And this is going to be the Dean Wheeler Yoga Hour.
And we're very excited to have you on our Dean Wheeler on our network. Dean, tell us about the Yoga Hour.
The Yoga Hour, Phil, is going to feature yoga. And this is a discipline that I myself have developed here in Northern California at our Holistic Center.
Welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And today, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be featuring an interview with Dean Wheeler, because we are rolling out, as you know, we've had a lot of programs, a lot of different features on the Phil Hendry Show website platform with different guests, guest hosts, of course, Kenny Slagg, Dr. Ed Elcott, Elcott the Next Step, and don't wave at me like that, Margaret.
Will you?
Don't. Dr. Elcott, kill it.
What do you
do? Don't wave at me.
Well, Phil, you carved it a new ass.
Son, you were stuttering. So what if I was stuttering?
I'm going to get up and leave if I'm spoken to that way.
Then speak to that way.
What?
Hi, Phil. I see that you're having a hard time. Thank you very much, Phil.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. All right, motherfuckers.
Now what?
Oh, boy. This is going to be really interesting, man. Uh-oh, look at this. We have a audition due. Great. Now, shit. Oh, man, I haven't got anything from the guys' podcast one. Black Tie, We Transfer, YouTube. Boom, 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 boom. JetBlue, True Blue. Here it is. 11/29. Thank you very much, my brother. This is for... Okay, this is good. This is the week. Is this a recorded?
Five. Shelly Miscavige. Wipe.
Out of sight, man. Tony Ortega. I love it, man. I love it. I love it. I love it. What's this from? Tommy. All right, dude. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light. Yibbity, 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 yibbity. I'll let my little light shine. Okay. We're going to kind of do a Dean Wheeler thing, because we're introducing the Dean Wheeler Yoga Hour. It'll be a gas. Trust me when I tell you. Okay, that's the thing there.
In 2005, Shelly Miscavige, wife of Scientology Supreme Leader David Miscavige, disappeared. She has not been seen in public
no
since.
No shit.
The most dangerous
thing that I've possibly heard. Okay. Actually, Tony Ortega has done a great deal of... he's done a great deal on Scientology. Now, here's my... A lot of people ask, what is your philosophy of Scientology? Here's my philosophy of Scientology. A, if you get involved in that shit, you get involved in that. Don't get involved in that shit. Okay? That's number one. Is it a religion? I don't know. It's not a, to me, that's not a fucking religion. Maybe a philosophical belief system. I don't think that that qualifies necessarily as a fucking religion. Otherwise, we got every motherfucker with a philosophical belief system claiming tax-exempt status. I think it's some kind of a philosophical belief system. Religion has to have a deity, I think, right? There has to be some spiritual, and this is more psychological. Now, I know there's cats that practice Scientology who got out of the formal framework of the religion itself. These are guys like Mike Rinder, right? Marty Rathburn, I think, is another one. And those guys still practice Scientology. They still, you know, do the whole thing with the machine, right? But they don't have anything more to do with the fucking organization because they believe it to be corrupt. They believe it to be manipulative. Perhaps they think it's doing some illegal things. So that tells me that the actual system of Scientology, whatever the fuck it is not necessarily the problem. The arching institution, you know, the overarching, the fucking institution itself is fucked up. You know? It's like the Catholic Church. You can go to Mass. You can be a part of the actual religious celebration of Catholicism, such as it is, and, you know, you're fine. I mean, in my opinion, you are. But if you are supporting the corrupt practices of the church itself, and for instance, the molesting priests, the manipulation when it comes to money, I mean, all of that, you know, fuck it. You know, as they say, organized religion, everybody's bitching about it, right? So I'm not necessarily a guy that goes along and says, tear it all fucking down because it sucks. It all sucks because these guys are assholes. No, I'm a guy that says, you know, get rid of the assholes. Get rid of the fucking assholes. If you, now, having said all that, if they're committing crimes, they need to be held accountable. But I don't necessarily say the religion of Scientology. I wouldn't practice Scientology. I don't give a fuck about Scientology, but some people may think it's fantastic and it works for them. It's fantastic. And I have no opinion either way about the actual philosophical belief system known as Scientology. The philosophical, psychological belief system practice of Scientology. I got no opinion on it. Some people dig it. As I said, the biggest fucking critics of the organized institution of Scientology are still practicing Scientology. So it's not the religion, it's not the system itself, it's the institution that houses it or proclaims to house it and proclaims to promote it. That's a piece of shit. That's full of usurious, destructive people. Okay? And those motherfuckers do what every one of those kinds of motherfuckers do. They say, if you attack me, you attack the actual institution. That's the way some of these American politicians are like, you attack me, you attack democracy itself. Fuck you. No, that's not what we're doing. We're attacking you. Live with it, bitch. You know? So the same thing with this Scientology thing. If you attack these people that run the church's organization, have got it in the minds of some people that you attack me, you attack the very religion itself, the very... No, that's not true any more than it's true that if we attack the fucking Pope, we're attacking Catholicism. No. 1,000 times no. See, here's the thing. They say the Pope's infallible. And I asked a Jesuit priest once who was came to speak to our freshman class in high school. He said, what if the Pope said something completely insane, like jerk off every day, it's fantastic. He said, then he would be insane. Okay. So therefore, he's not infallible. That he would be insane then. Meaning, he's no longer the Pope. He's insane. So the Pope is infallible in the belief system of the Catholic Church. I'm not so sure about the Catholic faith. The Catholic Church says, however, they have an answer for this. You say, oh, he's infallible. So he can say, no, just everything he says is infallible. It is, okay, so what if he said jerk off every day? Well, then he's no longer the Pope. That's essentially their philosophy. That's essentially their answer. If he says something completely insane, he's insane and he's no longer the Pope. That had to make me, a 14-year-old freshman in high school, happy, that answer. So I didn't ask him about jerking off, but, you know, I put it some other way. So, or maybe it was a classmate of mine. I thought it was, I'd like to think it was me, but probably wasn't me. It was probably one of my friends who had more guts. But anyway, so, all right. So now comes Scientology. But so the investigators like Tony Ortega, and the critics like Rinder and Rathburn and people like that are definitely attacking the organization, the duly constituted, tax-exempt organization, association, company, corporation that calls itself Scientology. That's what they're attacking. The people that run that and do what they do. They're not attacking the philosophy, the psycho-philosophical philosophy of Scientology. Okay? They still practice it. So that's something I don't think a lot of people know. And I can respect that because I don't, you know, whatever, man, you know. It's a freedom of religion, this motherfucker. But it doesn't mean, because you have freedom of religion, it doesn't mean you are the religion and you get to say any shit you want. You can treat anybody any way you want and you can claim all kinds of tax-exempt status and threaten and be a dick all you want. And when people attack, you say, attack the religion. You're attacking me. You're attacking the religion. You are the religion personified. You don't get to do that. You don't get to con people. You're not allowed to lie and con and cheat and steal. That's you. That ain't your fucking religion. That's you, motherfucker, hiding behind it. That's my thing about Scientology. And then the other thing is, don't jump into something and then scream and cry and wail, help, get me out of here, because I'm a full-grown adult and I willingly jumped into this fucking thing and spent 20 years of my fucking life giving everything I had to this thing and then suddenly realizing I'd fucked up and made a mistake and now please come to my rescue. Let's get your fucking ass out of this thing. And let it be a warning to people. I don't know, man. I mean, you know, I've studied religion my whole life. My whole fucking life. And I know what a goddamn cult is. Let me tell you what a cult is. I'm not saying Scientology is a cult, by the way. I'm saying, here's what a cult is. A cult has a leader. Number one, the cult has a leader. Number two, you don't question the fucking leader. The leader knows what's best. Give over to the leader. Practice what the leader tells you. The leader is the personification of the religion. The leader is, when you attack the religion, you attack him. When you attack him, you attack the whole religion. When you attack him, you attack the whole country. When you attack him, you attack the whole institution. When you attack, he becomes the institution itself. And so you must follow, not criticize. And you'll notice in cults, they all have pictures of the leader in their homes. Everywhere, the leader. And this is true in American politics in recent years. I won't mention any names, but the picture of the guy is everywhere. The flags, you know. This is the definition of a goddamn cult. And the ultimate is when they give it over to the leader. They say, well, how do you know? Because he says, it, you know, we believe him. We believe the master. He says what's true. And so some people have likened Christianity almost to a cult. I'm not going to go that far because in the thousands of years that we've had Christianity, you know, there's an argument can be made that there is a life philosophy there that goes beyond worshiping a guy. It goes on to utilizing a principle. Some people are that progressive with Christianity. Some people may not be. Some people are absolutely fucking stuck in cult land with it. You know, Jesus is a guy and everything he says is true. And of course, you got all these motherfuckers that take everything Jesus said and twist it any which way they want and make it work for them. He ain't around to say anything about it. Most cults, the guy's still around, so you can't fuck up. You got to say what that guy wants you to say. If you don't, he's there to say, yeah, I didn't say that. I said something else. With Jesus, he's not around anymore, so I wouldn't call that a cult any longer. I would call that a, you know, ongoing philosophy that some people adhere to and some people don't. Some people change it. Some people twist it. Some people, what do I think Christianity is? I fucking don't know, but somebody told me it had something to do with loving thy neighbor. That love being the overridingly, the primary principle there, the primary motivating energy there, love. Love of fellow man. And they'll tell you, well, you have to accept Christ into your heart. Well, what is that? Is that a principle? The principle of Christ? If you talk to Mary Baker Eddy about it, it's a principle. As Mary Baker Eddy said, God is a principle that you apply. It's not a guy. A dude that you pray to, you take that principle and apply it to your life. It's like who, as she said in her book, whatever the fuck her book was, Mary Baker Eddy's book, she said, no one stands at a chalkboard and prays to the principle of mathematics to solve the fucking problem. You apply the fucking principle, right? So that's where that's at. So anyway, Tony Ortega. We'll listen to his commercial. We also have a Jay Cutler promo to do. But this then, ladies and gentlemen, is today's, and I got to start off with. Okay. Let me see what this sounds like here. And this is the Phil Hendry Show, and welcome. We are back from vacation. See, this is what's pissing me off, man. And this is the Phil Hendry Show. We are back from vacation. I'm getting this clipping, and it's really fucking hacking me off, man. Welcome back to the... I guess we can't go above zero. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We are back from vacation. Okay. Ready, bitch?